We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Good morning, I'm Lee Harris, and here's what's going on this Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. I'm in the newsroom. This morning, Glenn Shuck is out in the field for us. A young woman from Turkey has been found stabbed to death in Queens. Cops are trying to figure out who did it and why they did it. Glenn Shuck has what we know so far from Astoria this morning. Glenn, what's the story here?
Yeah, Lee, a real murder mystery. It's 28-year-old Duha Sabaz, her name. She moved into this small one-bedroom apartment about 6 weeks ago here. I'm on Steinway Street in Astoria, right above a Domino's Pizza is where she was living. Now, it's where her body was found last Thursday in the afternoon. Apparently, she had been there for a couple of days. And now the medical examiner says it was murder. They've confirmed she was stabbed to death. The business owners here say they're really baffled by it. She was always alone in the weeks they had seen her. No idea who could have done this and why, as you mentioned. So the police are still here this morning talking to neighbors on Steinway.
It really is a bit of a mystery. This woman was apparently quite down on her luck, we hear.
Yeah, really sad story, actually. Apparently, one of the food vendors here that we caught up with this morning says about 2 days before her death, the young lady came up to him and said, "I have no money. Can you give me some free food?" And he did give it to another business owner's confirm as well that she was struggling for money, although she was trying to save, apparently, to get her parents to move to New York City from Turkey, where she had originally been from. She came from Turkey to Jackson Heights a few months ago, then ended up moving here to Astoria. And sadly, now she's dead.
Okay, Glenn Shuck, live from Astoria this morning, and we'll keep you updated as that story develops. Schools in New York State must observe a moment of silence each September 11th to remember those who died in 2001. That is a new law signed by Governor Cuomo yesterday. It goes into effect immediately, so the moment of silence will be observed in schools statewide tomorrow. Assemblywoman Stacey Fafer-Amato of Queens co-sponsored the bill. She notes that 2019 high school graduates were infants on 9/11, and soon there will be no students in the public school system born before 9/11. So she says that moment of silence will ensure that future generations better understand this day and its significance in our country. It's 50 years in prison for Freddy Martinez of Brentwood, an MS-13 member who took part in the murders of four rival gang members in Central Islip 2 years ago in a park there. Martinez was only 15 at the time, but he was sentenced as an adult. Even his attorney conceded that the murders were breathtaking in their violence. The victims were murdered with machetes, knives, and tree limbs. A Pace University student from Staten Island is under arrest in Russia. Audrey Lorber made the mistake of bringing in about 19 grams of medicinal marijuana when she flew into St. Petersburg. The Russian court ruled that her authorization to use medical marijuana in the U.S. is no good in Russia. The State Department says it knows about the situation but has no further comment right now. Congressman Max Rose of Staten Island says he's working to get Audrey released. He says no American should be held in jail for a medical condition. Possession of marijuana can carry a sentence of up to 3 years in Russia. Senator Chuck Schumer gets results. He was threatening to make it illegal to bring dogs aboard open-door helicopter flights.
Bring your dog and hold your dog out the window. That's disgraceful.
Fly Nyon says it's no longer going to offer that service. As a result, actually, it was a charity fundraiser. Pat Day, CEO of Fly Nyon, says the open-door doggy flights raised $25,000 for animals in need. He adds that it's unfortunate that some people have ruined a safe and successful fundraiser, which he notes was completely in compliance with FAA regulations. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.